Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Marilyn Lively from Sunrise Farms in Coleraine. Big farm, 450 acres. Your son's got another 50 acres nearby. You've got some beef cattle. You've got 1,700 taps for the maple, and you have brought maple's greatest product, maple cream, which actually doesn't have any cream in it, right? Is that right, Marilyn?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Why do they call it maple cream? Is it like soy milk? It's not really milk.
I don't know why it's called that. They call it maple cream, but there's no dairy.
How do you make it creamy then?
Boil it down. It takes about an hour to cook down the syrup, and then you have to let it cool without jiggling it. Wiggle it just a little bit. Because if you jiggle it, it makes a lot of crystals, and then it's not smooth.
Right.
And then you have to let it cool for probably 4 to 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a machine that stirs it.
So it's creamy in the same way that if you're going to make whipped cream, you got to whip it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's also the last product before it would become maple candy, right? In other words, the temperature, you're boiling maple syrup that you could just sell as maple syrup, and now you're taking it to the next place before it becomes candy. Is that right?
That's right.
Marilyn Lively from Sunrise Farms in Coleraine. The chosen delivery method that you have brought for the maple cream that we're about to eat is Ritz crackers. Do you grow these too?
I don't.
Okay. This, I'm assuming, you like maple fried dough, you know, at your fairs, that this, the salty sweet, I can't, like, the anticipation is killing me.
Yes.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, oh, there's tears in the corner
of his eyes.
I want
something round and crisp and buttery tasting with maple cream on it.
Maple cream is good on a lot of things.
Like?
Toast, bagels, waffles. Just on a spoon.
What do you prefer if you had to choose, maple cream or just maple syrup?
Depends on what you're going to eat.
why choose?
I mean, a very diplomatic answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Marilyn from Sunrise Farms, you have also brought another product that I've heard of maple sugaring, but I didn't think of maple sugar as anything other than maple syrup or maybe maple cream. But this, you have it in, you know, pulverized, you can put it in your coffee kind of form.
Yes.
You can even hear the shaking. This is regular sugar. It looks almost brown sugary.
But it's like your table sugar.
Uh-huh.
It's less calories. I forget how many less. But you would use it just like you do your table sugar.
I've been known to once in a while when I'm having breakfast with maple syrup on it. I usually drink my coffee black. But if there's a little leftover syrup, I'll put some in the coffee and it tastes good. But then this is probably even better designed for that sort of thing, maybe.
Right.
We've talked about maple syrup to maple cream. How do you go from maple cream to maple sugar?
Well, maple sugar is like the last thing.
Before maple
Beyond candy?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
This is phase 15 of the mapling process.
It's easy to go from cream stage to make the maple cream to maple sugar stage without knowing it.
So this is a happy accident sometimes.
Sometimes.
How has this year been for maple production? It's one of your major income sources at Sunrise Farms in Coleraine. As I mentioned, you have 1,700 taps.
So far, it's been good, I'd have to say.
We're about halfway through the season now, maybe?
I would say close to that.
So we're at grade B?
We're not at grade B.
We're still at grade A.
We're still at grade A.
Wow.
Still making good stuff. Yeah. Well, it's all good.
Just different.
It's just different.
Different.
Depends
good.
On your taste.
Mm-hmm.
Since you're originally from Kansas, were you eating a lot of maple syrup growing up?
I didn't know what maple syrup was.
What do people in Kansas put on their pancakes?
You don't want to know.
Tell me. I do.
Cairo syrup. My mom used to make a brown sugar syrup.
Uh-huh. Not the
same. That we thought was really good.
Yeah.
We didn't know better.
Yeah. Now you know better.
Now we know.
So we can find you at the Greenfield Winter's Market.
Tomorrow. Last one.
The last one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. At the Greenfield High School. It's been a great turnout this winter. The winter markets.
Hundreds of people, I assume, every time. Yes.
It's very busy. Every year, every winter, just gets better and better.
One other thing you did mention to me was just the fact that your maple products are done totally with renewable energy.
We have photovoltaics put up on the farm.
Sunrise Farm. Yeah, all right.
All the electricity comes from the photovoltaics now.
Marilyn Lively from Sunrise Farms in Coleraine and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks. The last winter market in Greenfield is tomorrow, which is a blessing in disguise. It sounds sad, but it just means that the spring and summer markets are right around the corner. You can find all about the local markets and where they'll be whenever at buylocalfood.org.